Okay.
Today, praise God, as we look at the Word and look into the Word of the Lord, praise God, we are, amen, praise God, given the instruction by Timothy, praise God, to fight the good fight. Amen, praise God, and amen, as we are born again and saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, make no mistake about it, praise God, we are conscripted into the army of the Lord. Amen, praise God. Look at your neighbor and tell him you are a soldier. Amen. Tell your other neighbor, you are a soldier. Amen, praise our God. And amen, no matter, amen, whether or not, praise God, the general, amen, the bishop of our soul order us into battle or tell us to stand still, can you say amen, and see him battle in our behalf, we're always prepared or should always be prepared, amen, to fight.
Yeah.
Amen, praise God. The enemy, praise God, amen, praise God, is, amen, praise God, always going to give you, amen, praise God, resistance. He's not ever going to stand aside and let you freely praise God or serve God to your delight. Amen. Sometimes you're going to have to fight, even, amen, praise God, to give God the glory and the praise that is rightly due to his name. Amen, praise God. The devil will fight you, praise God, when you determine, praise God, that you want to do the thing that pleases God. Amen, praise God. The warfare, amen, praise God, amen, goes on, amen, in our mind. It goes on in our body. Amen, praise God. There are outside forces that come against us. Amen, praise God. Sometimes the battle can rage on every side. Amen, praise God. And amen, God has equipped us as soldiers, amen, to be able to fight no matter which way, amen, the enemy comes. Amen, praise God. Sometimes you got to fight even in your storms. Amen, praise God. Not just about the storm, but even in the storm, you're doing battle with the enemy. Sometimes fighting in the valley. Sometimes fighting in the wilderness, sometimes even on the mountain, amen, in the blessings of God, you are still fighting. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And hallelujah, we are to be mindful that God wants us to understand, praise God, that he is, amen, praise God, wise enough to teach us how to fight our battles. Tell your neighbor, you need to be guided by God when you're fighting your battles. Can you say amen? Listen, praise God. God demonstrates his wisdom, praise God, in so many areas. When he came the first time to redeem us, amen, the prophecy of Isaiah was not, amen, praise God, fulfilled, where Isaiah said, his name shall be called Wonderful. Amen. They didn't call him Wonderful. They didn't call him Counselor. They did not identify him as the Mighty God, neither the Prince of Peace or the Everlasting Father. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. Rather, praise God, he was lowly looked upon, amen, praise God, as, amen, praise God, one out of Nazareth. And, amen, the connotation of Nazareth, praise God, was that no good thing comes out of Nazareth. Amen, praise God. His family heritage, amen, praise God, was not royal or king. Amen. Praise God. They knew, praise God, that is those in his society. Amen. They knew his mom. They knew his dad. Can you say amen? Or they thought they knew his dad. Can you say amen? And amen. His brothers and his sisters. Can you say amen? They knew, amen, in their mind, they thought, amen, that they knew who this Jesus was. Can you say amen? And so he was not called Wonderful or Counselor, amen, praise God. But, amen, even though he was not recognized as such, amen, he was all of that, amen, and more. You ought to give him praise. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. God takes pleasure, amen, praise God, in instructing us, hallelujah, praise God, concerning, amen, his ability to guide us and to give us sound counsel and wisdom. And amen, praise God, he even, praise God, lets it be known, praise God, that, hallelujah, he's able, even in the simplest of things, to give dynamic instruction if we would be careful to listen to the guidance and the direction of God. And so, praise God, God, amen, praise God, speaks to Israel, and he chooses on this occasion, there in the 28th chapter of the book of Isaiah, he chooses, praise God, to, amen, use, amen, the agricultural of the nation of Israel, praise God, the farmer, if you please, amen, praise God, to teach some significant lessons. Amen. Praise God. He, amen, begins by pointing to the farmer and letting us know that he does not plow the ground all day, amen, for nothing. Can you say amen? He is letting it be known to Israel, praise God, that, hallelujah, praise God, the farmer, amen, praise God, has a purpose when he is earing or plowing the ground. Amen, praise God. And after the ground is plowed, amen, praise God, then he goes out to cast out, amen, the fitches and the cumin and the wheat. Can you say amen? And the rye, all cast in its proper place. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. He, amen, praise God, is letting, amen, praise God, us know, hallelujah, through, praise God, farming, hallelujah, praise God, that before, amen, you are able to go forth, amen, and accomplish the mission that you have, and the farmer's goal at the end is harvest, amen, praise God, and ingathering, and partaking of that he has planted. But he is letting us know that first there needs to be preparation. Can you say amen? Amen. Don't expect to get to your end goal without some proper preparation. Tell your neighbor you need time to prepare. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. If you're going to build a house, can you say amen? Before you, hallelujah, begin to building, amen, praise God, God wants you to sit down and count up the cost. Can you say amen? Because, amen, praise God, you don't want to start to build and not be able to go through with your plan. Can you say amen? And so there needs to be proper preparation. Amen, praise God. The one, amen, praise God, that God said was a wise man, was the one that dug down deep to the rock. Can you say amen? He would not build his house on the sand, but he knew, hallelujah, he wanted that house to stand. So he dug and dug and dug down to the rock, and then he began to build. Tell your neighbor, perspiration, amen, is necessary. Can you say amen? Amen. To have the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got to be prepared. You just can't walk up, can you say amen, and think it's going to all be all right, but make up in your mind, amen, that you're going to trust God. You're going to lean on God. If you got to wait on him, you're going to wait on God. But you already know that at the end, you're going to have the victory. You ought to give him a praise to just say amen. after, praise God. Amen. There is, hallelujah, praise God, proper, amen, praise God, preparation, amen, praise God. There needs to be the right allocation, amen, praise God, amen. You are prepared, amen, praise God, but now God wants you, amen, praise God, to use the gifts that he's given you, amen, praise God, in the opportunities that he presents to you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, if God has given you a gift, he wants to work that gift in your life. He wants to use you for his glory and for his praise. Amen, praise God, but you've got to be open and yielded. You've got to be of a mindset that Isaiah was when he told the Lord, here am I, Lord, you can send me. When the Lord, amen, praise God, would use somebody, amen, praise God, Isaiah was willing to be used by God. Anybody willing to be used by God, can you say amen? Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Then that means we have to show up. Can you say amen? Because Isaiah said, here am I. If I want God to use me, I need to be where he can use me. Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. You got to be able to tell God, not only I'm willing, but here am I. Amen, praise God, to be yielded in the hand of God, to be used by God according to what his will is. Can you say amen? God moves on. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, praise God, to logistics. Amen, praise God. Everything, amen, praise God, has to be made a place for at the proper time. Amen. The farmer didn't just throw seeds every which way. Can you say amen? He didn't mix the rye with the wheat. Can you say amen? Some rye and some, amen, wheat. Can you say amen? And some fitches. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Everything, hallelujah, had its proper place. Can we say thank you, Jesus? So you couldn't walk in the wheat looking for rye, because rye ain't going to be placed there. It's properly, amen, placed where it should be. Hallelujah, praise God. You're not going to be, hallelujah, looking, amen, praise God, for, hallelujah, praise God, the rye, amen, praise God, where the coming is. Can we say amen? All of those were put in their proper place. Amen, praise God. We've got to trust God, amen, praise God, to be the one that knows how to place us where we need to be placed. Tell your neighbor, thank God, amen, praise God, for where he put you. Amen, praise. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, if you don't always understand why you where you are. Amen, understand this, that wherever you are, amen, praise God, you ought to give God glory right there, and understand that wherever God has placed you, you can be victorious in that same place. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. The thing of it is that our God is wise. So we can't go to God and say, Lord, you got me in the wrong place. No, you're in the place that God wants you to be. Can you say amen? You can't go to God and say, Lord, I'm not prepared for the battle, because God would never allow you in the battle if you were not prepared for the battle. Tell your neighbor, he will not put on you more than you're able to handle. Tell your neighbor, God knows where your limits are. Can you say amen? And yeah, I know you got the Holy Ghost, but you got limits. Can you say amen? Why? Because some of us, amen, praise God, will not put all of our trust in God. God for everything. We might trust him for a few things, but then there are things where we start to get shaky, and then there are other things where we just doubt if God will do what we ask him to do. Can you say amen? But we want you to understand, God wants to teach you that wherever I put you, can you say amen? And whatever foe you come against, you'll be able to know that you can be victorious. Israel, praise God, had not settled it in their heart or in their mind. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. All through the wilderness, they understood they were going to the promised land. Tell your neighbor, if you ask Israel where they were going 40 years, they would tell you, going to the promised land. Can you say amen? Where you going? Going to the land that's flowing with milk and honey. Going to a place where there will be houses built that I didn't have to build. Amen, praise God. A good place, a good land. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. They had that testimony all the way to the promised land. But when they got to the promised land, they saw giants. Can you say amen? And when they saw giants, their testimony changed. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. Tell your neighbor, you don't want no giant to change your testimony. And you want to keep the same testimony even when you're looking at giant. Hallelujah. All the way over, they were looking to go in and possess. But when they saw the giant, amen, they felt like they were not able. Can you say amen? Amen. You and I talk about we on our way to glory. Amen. Praise God. We sing the song, on my way to heaven. And somebody says, so am I. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. But sometimes when giants, amen, arise in our life, hallelujah, we become a little uncertain as to where we are going. But I'm here to encourage you today. Amen. God don't make no mistake. And if you have trusted him to bring you this far, you can trust him to take you through. It doesn't matter what you might be going through. God is able to carry you through. And you ought to give him another praise, because I believe God, amen, is able to carry me through. David, praise God, begins to give us insight as to who God is in his life. Hallelujah, praise God. Listen, it was not kung fu or jujitsu or taekwondo. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hello, somebody. Amen, praise God. David didn't go, amen, praise God, to any of those places to learn warfare. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. God taught him. Amen. God taught him to the degree, amen, praise God, that David was able to run through troops. Can you say amen? How was David able to run through troops? Because God taught him. Can you say amen? He could leap over a wall. Hallelujah. How you doing that, David? Because God taught him. David testified. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. That God, amen, has instructed me so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. I don't know how. Amen. David knew how to do all of that. Amen. We thought it came from the east. Amen. But David got it from God. And if you get it from God, you got it from the best source. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. David said, hallelujah. hallelujah, bow of steel is broken in my arm. God did him so good, he taught his fingers, Lord, how to war. Lord, I'm going to put your eye out with my finger. Lord, I might make it death with my finger. Hallelujah. I might smash your thyroid with my fingers. Amen. Tell your neighbor, God taught David how to war with his fingers. Amen. David knew how to run through the troop, to leap over the wall. Hallelujah. To break the bow of steel with his arm, to use his fingers in warfare. In other words, God taught David how to fight. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is using these examples to let us know, hallelujah, that he is a wonderful counselor. And amen, if you need instruction as to how, hallelujah, to fight, hallelujah, you can come to God and he'll give you the instruction. Not sometimes, but every time. Can you say amen? So tell your neighbor, God leaves a fight, hallelujah, for us. Amen. There are some things that God will do in our behalf, but there are some fights you got to fight. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And so we come to our text where we began. For Timothy lets us know that we are to fight a good fight. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, there is a fight that is most important, hallelujah, to you as an individual. It is about the fight that is of faith. Amen. And Timothy said, hallelujah, fight the good fight of faith. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, everybody that's saved, everybody filled with the Holy Ghost had to fight this fight. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen. The devil didn't just let you cruise in the glory. But after, hallelujah, you made up your mind, hallelujah, to give your life over to the Lord, hear the devil stand up. Can you say amen? And tell you, I ain't letting you go. Hallelujah. I've been there too long. We've walked together too long. And I'm not ready, amen, to release you out of my hand. Can you say amen? But every redeemed child of God, somewhere along the line, had to make it up in their mind that I want to live and I don't want to die. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, never mind. The devil ain't going to get out of my way. I will battle my way. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, I need God so bad that I will press my way into the kingdom of God. Tell your neighbor, don't tell me you can't fight, because if you save, I know you did fight. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I know you did fight. Hallelujah. The enemy was not going to move out of your way, but you made up in your mind that I want God in my life. Tell your neighbor, you got a warning enough to fight for. Lord, have mercy. Tell him you got a warning enough to fight for. Hallelujah. You may have to fight late at night, but fight the good fight. Can you say amen? It may be, amen, other kind of issues in your life, but fight the good fight. Can you say amen? It may be your own mind that's warring against you, but fight
Lord. This sword, can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, this issue comes when you get into the army. Hear me now. You get this when you get into the army. Can you say amen? But when you was getting saved, can you say amen? You didn't have that. Your mind. Can you say amen? I want to be. Can you say amen? If somebody pushed you into heaven, you ain't in. Can you say amen? If somebody drug you into heaven, you ain't in. Can you say amen? But you had to make up in your mind that I want to live and I don't want to die. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when God say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, you made up your mind, that's me, Lord, I need to come. Some of us couldn't run, but we took one step at a time. Can you say amen? One step at a time. Your buddy say, where you going? Amen. Your answer was, I'm going to the Lord. Can you say amen? I'm telling the world goodbye. I made up my mind. I'm going to the Lord.
A good fight. I'm going to go close in a minute, but here it is. Fight the good fight. What does he tell you? Lay hold on eternal life. Tell your neighbor. Amen. Praise God. You didn't get saved on your own. It was God stirring your heart. It was God drawing you. Amen. Praise God. How he draw you? With goodness and mercy. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You know you should have been dead. I know I should have been dead. Can you say amen? Some of us shouldn't be free. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? Amen. But it was goodness of God. Can you say amen? And God said, when we got to him, he said, lay hold on eternal life. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Soon as we laid hold on, amen, eternal life, everything changed.
Yes, yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. God, amen, praise God, helped you, amen, to get to him. Now he's going to help you while you're with him. Are y'all hearing me? Here's what I want you to balance out. If you were able to get to God for salvation, once God saved you, if you were able to fight through. Amen. And give me God for salvation. Once God saved you, if you were able to find him, amen, through your valley, through your storm, through your darkness, if you were able to find him, once God saved you, and you lay hold on eternal life, you become more than a conqueror. Now, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. It ain't about, amen, your strength. It's about the strength you can tap into. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Tell your neighbor, I'm saved now. It ain't about me. It's about the God that I serve. Can you say amen? Anytime I need him, I can call him. I can call him Jesus. Jesus. You'll be there. Can you say amen? What are you telling the preacher? Once you've laid hold to eternal life, you ain't got to worry about how big that obstacle might be, how deep the valley is, how fierce the storm. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor you're covered. Tell your neighbor you're covered from your head even down to your feet. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You're covered. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Not only, amen, praise God, are you covered defensively. Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God, I'm not only covered defensively, but I have, amen, praise God, an offensive weapon. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor when you feel like, amen, praise God, the enemy is encroaching, amen, on your peace, pull your sword out. When you feel like the enemy is going to try to rush in like a flood, let the Spirit of the Lord, amen, lift up a standard against him. Can you say amen? Here's the good news. Once you have laid hold on eternal life, amen, praise God, there is nothing that can overcome you. Now you have victory over death. You have victory over hell. You have victory over the grave. And so as the redeemed of the Lord, you can walk like a conqueror.
That's what you do.
Tell your neighbor, you can walk like a conqueror. Why? Because you are the child of the Lord. You are, amen. And this is not about, amen, religious pride. This is about who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. The television show used to say, no brag, just fact. Amen. This is not about being braggadocious, but this is about the reality of who we are. And the people of God, no matter what enemy come against you, you can stand up and you say, hello somebody, you can stand up against, amen, the enemy, amen, praise God, doesn't matter, amen, if he come on the left or the right, whatever way he may come, can you say amen, you're able, hallelujah, amen, to stand against him, when you have laid hold on eternal life, hallelujah, the message of the psalm is from Psalms number 34. Can you say amen? It become a part of your battle cry. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, I got it up made in my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. Can you say amen? And his praise will continually be in my mouth. So what you gonna do when your money ain't right? Somebody say, praise the Lord. I can't hear you. What you gonna do when your money ain't right? Shout it again. What you gonna do when your money ain't right? Oh Lord, what you gonna do when you got a life bill? When your buddy leaves you all by yourself, can you say amen? You ain't got nobody around you. Can you say amen? But it ain't about who's around you, who you got in you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I can lean on God, and he'll never fail me. do when they hurt your feelings. After you cry a minute, go on and praise God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen. God has been better to me than anybody else. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, God is better to me than anybody else. And if anybody else moves, it's less that's moved, not greater. Tell your neighbor, amen, it's less that's moved and not greater. Because the best friend you can be to anybody, you're going to still be less of a friend than God. Y'all out of praise. Amen. And so, hallelujah, we are to have the mindset, amen, to go forward as who we are. I'm closing, but on the broadcast, always singing the song, amen, of David, Psalm number 27. Tell your name, the Lord is my light. Who shall I fear? You ought to get up and give God a praise. Tell God, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Hallelujah. I ran to do whatever they do, but I'm not afraid. No matter about the White House, because I know, amen, that God is sovereign over all. Can you say amen? Hear David say, when the wicked, even my enemy, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, can't nobody get to you except God let them. Can you say amen? And if God let them, he only let them so you can whip them up. Even though war should rise up against me, in this will I be conquered. Can you say amen? Do you know you're going to win when you're going into battle? Do you know you're going to come out? Do you know it's going to be all right? Lord, listen, like, can you say amen? Amen. In the day when they fought with swords and shield, and amen, and spears and that, can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you. They lined up in battle.
Yeah, yeah.
And they lined up across one from another.
Yeah.
One side, amen, lining up against the opposing side.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? And before they engaged in battle, amen, praise God, they stirred out a war cry.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes they just beat their shields. What were they, amen, praise God, doing? Letting the enemy know.
Yeah.
We come.
Amen. That's what you're doing.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. They lifted up. Amen. Praise God. Their swords. Or they lifted up their spears.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? They was just waiting on the signal from the commander.
Right.
Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor they were fired up. Ready to go.
That's
can you say amen? Tell your neighbor they were fired up. They were ready to go. Can you say amen? Amen. For God. So, amen. Why are you telling me this, Pastor? Because you need to be in Bible.
Yeah.
You got to be in Sunday school. Can you say amen? Amen. Sunday service ain't the only service. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why are you there? So I can get fired up. Can you say amen? So I can be ready to go. Why? Because the battle coming. Amen. The enemy got them demons sure lined up.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? Can you say that? Sometimes you won't even get out the door.
Amen.
He gets you in the heart before you go out the door.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
You got to be ready.
Yeah.
Amen. Can you say? But he is ready. And I'm more ready. Can you say amen? Can you never ready?
I'm
more ready. Can you say amen? Can you never ready? And more ready. Can you never? I'm more ready. Because of the power of God. Amen. Praise God. We are to be encouraged.
Wonderful.
To lay hold on eternal life.
Yes,
fight the good fight.
Right. Yeah.
Don't let nothing stop
you
from being saved.
Hallelujah.
Don't care what it is.
Hallelujah.
Fight the good fight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God will help you.
Hey.
Yes, he will.
But you got to have your mind made up.
Yes.
God will bring you through.
Yes,
he will.
He saved anybody.
He will.
Murdering, lying,
telling,
amen.
No
don't
make no difference.
Can you say thank you to he saves it?
Wonderful save.
Anybody.
Love him.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. But he will help you.
Yeah.
But once you get saved, don't be acting like you're weak.
Yeah, don't do it.
That's right.
Once God fill you with the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise God. Don't act like you can't fight. Don't be crying about the devil. What the devil does. Oh, the devil. Stop it. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't be worried about what he planted. You're saved. You got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. You got power over the enemy. Amen. Praise God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. A man armed, amen, with a machine gun, if he's scared to shoot, the gun ain't doing no good. Can you say amen? So tell your neighbor, you got to learn how to use your weapons. And thank God we ain't got a whole lot.
Telling you.
All you got to do is one. That's that sword. Offensive. You got one offense. And that's the sword of the Spirit. You got to learn how to use it.
Oh, have mercy.
Amen. Praise God. I got to stop. But it can't be dull. Tell your neighbor. Amen. Dull swords don't cut.
They don't cut.
Amen. Right. You don't want to bruise the devil.
You got to take him out.
So then you got to sharpen your sword.
My God.
Your sword. Say amen. Tell your neighbor, you got to sharpen your sword. Amen. You got to get it so sharp.
Telling you.
Can you say amen?
Like
a razor.
Oh, that's right. That's what you do.
Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, don't be sharp on just one side.
Telling you. You need it sharp.
Get it sharpened on the other side. Because when you draw back, you're still cutting. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? You got to sharpen your sword.
Yes.
So what am I telling you? You can't be afraid to use it. Pull it out.
Hey.
Every time doubt raises his
hand, pull it out.
Do the Zorro on it. Everything unbelief dare to peep up.
Yes.
I say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because my sword is sharp and I'm ready. And I'm ready to fight. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. They talked about in Western. Amen. Praise God. The guns with the hair trigger. It means, amen. Praise God. That at the slightest touch,
hair trigger.
It's gone. So you got to be careful how you handle that gun. Yeah. And you say amen. But God didn't want you to be careful.
No, he don't want you. No.
Just want you to be sharp.
Sharp.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. If the enemy looked like he he looked like it. Don't look at me wrong.
It's true.
Not your brother, not your sister, but the devil. Can you say amen?
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. Don't be grinning and cut your eyes. My hand on the sword. Don't get too much closer. So God wants us ready and willing to fight. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Let the word go back to the demons.
Hey, man. That's what you do.
Don't mess with that tree. Don't mess with that kill or don't mess with them, man. You know, before I can get my temptation on the table, they done cut me up, the table up, and the temptation. Don't mess with them.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
In the name.
Y'all think the devils don't talk?
I'm telling you. I think they do.
They talk.
They know who you are.
Satan gets reconnaissance. He is not omnipresent.
I'm telling you.
He's not God. He gets reconnaissance. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. The devil go tell the other
he
devil.
Sure do.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Yeah, I saw him over there.
That's what he said.
You say thank you, Jesus. If you bring some Millers, you might get them.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Bring the Millers.
That's what he said.
You say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Come on, bring the Millers. And put some Johnny Walker in the back. Might get them. You say amen. Amen. Praise God. The enemy talks. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Not only, amen, do they talk. I'm going to stop. But not only do they talk, they build correlations.
Yeah, that's what they do.
You say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. It ain't always one devil.
Tell me about Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. One coming at you this way.
One
waiting over there to ambush.
And
amen. Praise God. Another. Amen. Praise God. Teaching something else on this side. Can you say amen?
They don't fight
there. Amen. Praise God. They do not.
They don't fight
there. Amen. Praise God. But we don't either.
Yeah, we don't either.
They don't fight there. We don't either. So we already know we're going to win. So engage the enemy. But don't be going hitting him with no dull sword.
Oh, thank you.
He's going to push that
sure
side.
Is.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. If he touch it, let it cut.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah.
You say, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. It's quick. It's power.
Sharper.
Can you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And this word will deliver us. Amen. Praise God. And so, amen, we are to understand that God is calling us to fight. Amen. Praise God. The good fight, the fight is to get salvation.
That's a good one.
All of those other fights you were dealing with, it ain't worth it in your word, and it's not going to pay off the penalty.
No.
Even if you win,
Jesus,
you got your promotion, but you ain't got no life.
Oh, yeah.
Say it again.
You got that house,
but
you ain't got no life.
Amen.
Man, you cruising in the wardrobe. Got money in the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. And all of that. You got all of that. You won those fights. But you didn't fight the good fight.
That's right.
And he said, you didn't lay hold on eternal life. Tell your neighbor, fight the good fight.
Fight the good fight.
Make it up in your mind.
Yes.
That I'm going to live and not die.
Amen.
And I have purpose to have life everlasting.
Amen.
If you fight that fight,
yes,
and you lay hold on eternal life,
guarantee
you ain't got to worry about no other fight come in your way.
Thank you.
You ain't got to worry
true.
About it.
It's true.
If you just believe it,
yes,
you ain't got to worry about it. Because if you fought the good fight and laid hold on eternal life, every other battle.
That's right.
You're going to run through troops. You're going to leap over walls. Amen. Praise God. You're going to break bowls of steel with your arm. Amen. You're going to use your hands in battle. David might have did that way, but we're going to do it that way. Can you say amen? Amen. And you will be victorious in the Lord Jesus Christ. Fight the good fight.
Beautiful.
Come on, beautiful.